Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's happening with the Pella Community Center, and what's the heart of Pella Project? Let's go in-depth with Arvin and Patty Van Zanti. So Arvin, what's happening with the Pella Community Center and the Friends of the Pella Community Center?
Oh, good morning, Bob. We've got good news. The city has committed to preserving the building. They've initiated a request for proposal from engineering firms to study a $5.5 million project to do what they consider a basic upgrade to the building, which would include mostly internal mechanical systems, HVAC, electrical, plumbing, but would ensure the building could continue as is for the next 20 to 30 years. We, as the Friends of the Pella Community Center, are going to be working with the city on a committee that is going to be working with that engineering firm to identify facility use and to identify improvements to the basic plan that we could fundraise but used to enhance and improve the building. Things like reopening the Heritage Gym, reorganizing the Art Center. Ultimately, we would still like to build an elevator addition on the west side. It may not be as large as we had originally hoped, but an elevator addition on the west side of the building, the southwest corner, that would give us full access, ADA compliant access to all four floors, including the gym floor, provide new restrooms, a stairway, and a new front entrance to the building. That would also allow us to implement better access control in the building so that the staff would know who's there, when they're there, who's coming and who's leaving. Now, that's one of the big priorities for the Art Center, surprisingly. They're concerned because their students coming in for art classes, they don't know when they're coming in, they don't know when they're leaving, they can't tell what's happening. So there are many things we can do that we can do beyond the $5.5 million basic plan. As a group, what we want to do is to look at those improvements, prioritize those improvements, and then go out and find community support to implement those improvements.
Okay, so for the listeners that don't know about the significance of the building, can you share a little bit of the history and the pride that Pella has in it?
The significance of the building is it was built in 1915. First graduating class, then the first high school in Pella that was dedicated to that. And it was the high school until 1962, and then it switched to a middle school. And then when it switched from a middle school, the community got together and turned into a community center. And it's been a community center for over 40 years.
Over 40 years. And, you know, it provides recreational facilities. It provides art and cultural. Union Street Players, the community theaters is hosted there. Of course, the Pella Art Center. Also social services. Crossroads is hosted there. DOT.
AA.
The AA, yeah. Alcoholics Anonymous. A lot of social services provided out of that facility. And then it's also public facilities that families use for family receptions, wedding receptions, reunions, the rental space available, both the auditorium and the dining hall. So the building has been a valuable resource to the entire community in multiple ways, and we want to continue to ensure it does that.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Pella Community Center with Arvin and Patty Van Zanti. So first, how much money needs to be raised? And as I understand it, you've got some kind of plans for, you know, different aspects that can be built and improved depending upon how much you raise. Is that it? So what are you looking at? Give me the pie in the sky thing first.
Oh, pie in the sky.
We, back in 2019, we put together a proposal, a concept proposal for the city council to look at. which would have built a full-size wing on the west side. Not only an elevator and restrooms that we're still talking about, but also program space, full glass expansion, showing the architectural history of the building. We scaled that back. That initial project was estimated about, it was estimated at $15 million then. It's currently, because of building construction costs, probably closer to $16.5-17 million, with a $5.5 million commitment from the city. If we can raise the rest, we will. But what we want to do is make sure that as we're raising money, and I'll be honest with you, Bob, we don't know the costs of things yet. That's what this facility plan, this engineering plan will do. We don't know what the costs are, but we know that the community will support what we can do for the building. And today what we're looking to do is just to raise a nest egg, if you will, that will help show the committee that, yes, there is support for going beyond the $5.5 million. Once we know what the costs are, we'll get that out published so people will have targets to go for. But for right now, we are just looking to get started on this process so that we can launch a full major fundraising campaign starting next year.
Well, it's nice to hear that the city committed the $5.5 million.
And they've been very explicit that that's the minimum they'll commit, that there could be more. And there's also, they're pretty enthusiastic, and also the Union Street Players is in the auditorium there, along with the social services and those things. So they provide quite a service in a great location. Right now we're focusing on, we're going to start the Heart of Pella project now, and then have more explicit things, more aggressive starting in January.
Okay, so Heart of Pella. Mm-hmm.
The Heart of Pella project. We have a website that we've been working with Derek DeHaan down at Brand Appeal, that is at www.friendsofthepellacommunitycenter.org, which is a long name, but it's pretty easy to remember. There'll be more information at that site. There'll be opportunities to donate at that site. We will also be putting out some news articles. We just recently restored the front doors on the community center. If you had been coming through those south doors, you know how bad, what a bad shape they were in. They're beautiful now. So this is just a start of what we're trying to get accomplished.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Pella Community Center with Arvin and Patty Van Zante. Well, and you wanted to talk with me before the end of the year, because now is the time that people can donate and get that tax deduction.
Exactly. And we have been correctly designated by the federal government now as a public charity, which means we can accept matching gifts, we can accept RMDs, all donations are fully tax deductible. A 501c3, I can never quite remember. But it's the official designation for a public charity, and we are fully qualified as that. We have that information available, and you can contact me, Arvin Van Zante, at 1117 Big Rock Road here in Pella, Iowa, or 641-780-8190. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to provide information.
So how are you going to raise this money? I mean, public appeals like this, but it takes an organization. It's going to take a lot of people that live, maybe went to school there or had kids in art programs or themselves in art programs, or, you know, social services that help them and their families, or want to see the athletic, you know, facility part of it restored. It's everybody that's used it needs to get on board, right? Or that sees it as part of the vision of Pella's future.
And one of the first priorities we'll have is getting the Heritage Gym open. We've had many requests from the homeschoolers and the young mothers in the community to get it open for their kids in the wintertime, and all the activities they have, and the homeschoolers use it for basketball tournaments with other homeschoolers and those things. It was incredibly used before it shut down. And it's also, the Heritage Gym is the, on the interior of the building, it's the most historic space that's still intact from 1936 that there is. And so, and it's unusual to have these Heritage Gyms still being in use. So that'll be our first priority.
But you're completely correct, Bob. This building, this facility has touched the lives of a lot of people in a lot of different ways, and we're asking the community to come together and show their appreciation for the building. Help us preserve it and help us enhance it so that it continues to be a resource for the community.
Well, ideally, not only will people donate, but maybe they can, you know, reach out to their networks and talk about the importance of the project and encourage their friends and families to donate too.
Very much so. Thank you for that suggestion, yes. We're on Facebook.
Yes.
We have this website. We've started a PayPal fund. We now have Venmo, though I didn't know how to spell it when I started. I'm an old generation, I'm sorry. But we're trying to tap into that new media for communicating with the world.
Is there a timeline on the fundraising project and then on the building itself?
Yes.
The city wants to have the facility use plan completed to the council by May of next year. They're looking to have all fundraising in place by the end of October of next year, with a project plan put out to bid for construction firms at the end of the year, with construction then to be the project bid to be approved by the middle of year, I think June of 24. Building to start at June of 24.
No. Yeah, that's when they're going to start.
And building to construction to be completed sometime in September of 2025. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, as we add things that make stretch that a little bit, but that's their goal. So their goal is to be in position to put out bids for the construction of the remodeling and renovation of the building by the end of next year. And they want all the fundraising in place by that time so they know how much they can, how big the project can be.
They want the city to approve. The engineering selection will be from November to January of next year. The facility use plan approved by the city council in May of 2023. Financial distribution and donations for the project finalized in October of 2023, December of 2023, engineering design phase completed. In February of 2024, have the project bid put out. In March of 2024, construction project awarded. And in June 2024, building renovation commences. And in September 2025, they hope it's substantially committed. Of course, this
completed.
Is tentative. Yeah, completed.
Well,
this is tentative, but it's wonderful that we have a framework to work from.
Well, it's tentative, but you're not messing around at all. You're
no.
just going for it.
Going for it. And the city wants to go for it. I think we've gotten really good feelings from the city administration, from the mayor, from the council. I think they've finally made a decision that they need to do this. And so we're here to help them.
Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate the mayor and the council for moving us forward. We've been working with three separate councils and two different mayors, and this has been in the works for over 20 years, what they were going to do with the building. And Mayor DeWard and the current council has been able to make a final decision and make a commitment to the building, and he's moving it forward, and we're very grateful for that.
Thanks to Arvin and Patty Van Zante for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, Contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.